Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
The NFL draft is just a few days away, and the 49ers have reportedly narrowed down their third overall pick to either Mac Jones or Trey Lance. Kyle Shanahan attended both players' second pro days, and Lance has been working with QB coach John Beck, who played under Shanahan in Washington. So, Shannon, do you believe Trey Lance is still a possibility for the Shanahans at number three?
I do. And Skip, remember when they moved up to number three, you was like, well, why would you move up to number three in order to make sure you get one of these guys, the guy at BYU, why not move up to two? But I always felt, and I think their intel told them, that Trevor Lawrence would be one, Zach Wilson would be two to the Jets. So I positioned myself at three. Now, there was a report that came out that says Kyle Shanahan liked one guy and the GM, John Lynch likes another guy. Mm-hmm. And I believe these are the two guys that they're kind of like, okay, I believe Kyle Shanahan really loves Mac Jones. I believe John Lynch likes Trey Lance. And when a situation like this, Skip, you're that high up. You've mortgaged 2022 and 2023's first-round draft picks. Skip, we need to come to an agreement on this one, Skip.
Well, you should have had an agreement going in, I would think.
Well, I think that, Skip, I think nothing is wrong if we're 3 days away from the draft. If we agree, okay, what's it going to be? Here's your pros about Mac Jones. Here are your pros about Trey Lance. Skip, here's the thing that's gone unnoticed. Mac Jones has a DUI. Two.
Okay.
And he's still considered. Now, Poe Justin Fields, he got to explain that he had to take epilepsy medicine, that he's going to be the first in the building, he's going to be the last out of the building. He's a competitor. He's passionate. Mm-hmm. One guy's told him, well, you know, football is not the end-all, be-all. Another guy has a DUI, and ain't changed the course of anything. Mm-mm. So for me, I like Mac Jones because I think he's pro-ready, playing in that system. Steve Sarkisian, Skip, he ran the offense that he ran in Atlanta. A lot of it had to do because, if I'm not mistaken, Skip, they kept Kyle Shanahan's offense. Sarkisian had to learn that. So now he probably brought a little offshoot of that to Alabama. The question is, obviously, Mike, my former head coach, is going to weigh heavy in this decision. They're going to get together, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan, because this is a franchise-altering decision, Skip. This is going to change the course of how the 49ers are going to be for the foreseeable future, because they don't have a first-round pick until 2024.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely, Trey Lance. There's a reason why, Skip, they went to see this second pro day. There's a reason why Mike asked him to work out with John Beck, who Kyle knows from Washington football team, and they put him through drill. They made him make throws that he's going to have to make in this offense. And they probably like what they saw, which complicates the matter, Skip. That's why you go. Because you can talk yourself out of something, Skip. Like, I really like that car. I like that color. And you're like, I'm going to go one more time and look at the other color. You're like, I don't know now. Now, you don't put yourself in a predicament, Skip. You should have just got the car and come on home.
True.
And I think that's what they're doing right now, Skip. Mm-hmm. They went and got one last look at Trey Lance, and they're like, okay. Mm. Let's rethink this thing. Let's make sure we're in agreement that the guy that we take here, and I believe it's going to be Mac Jones. But, Skip, when the commissioner gets up there and says with the third pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, it's not like I'm going to be like Philadelphia when they took Mike Mamula. I'm not going to be on the floor, Skip. I'm not going to be that. So, but I do believe it's close. It's neck and neck.
Okay. So nobody knows the Shanahans much better than the guy sitting across from me.
Right.
In fact, you say the name Mike Shanahan so many times on this show that I'm hesitant. I almost start calling you Shannon Shanahan, right?
Yeah, Shanny.
Yeah. But I do appreciate your insight into both of them and the way they think. And I think they're a package deal.
Oh, they are. Yeah.
Even though John Lynch was supposed to be the package deal, he has to defer to Kyle because Kyle has final say.
Final.
Okay. And the truth is, maybe Mike has final say because Kyle will go with what his dad thinks in the end because his dad was really, really good at this.
Yes.
His dad did pick Jay Cutler, traded up for him at number 10. You don't like Jay Cutler. I loved him, Vanderbilt University, but that was a score to me for Mike Shanahan, and Jay had his run.
You Skip, I don't know if it was a bouquet to Jay Cutler or it was a knock on Jake Plummer. Because I think he was kind of fed up with Jake Plummer, and he really wanted out of that situation.
Okay, I got it. Okay, what do we know right now? Well, you say that their intel is probably telling them that the Jets are just carving in concrete, in stone, Zach Wilson. They've engraved it in stone, right?
Skip, Zach Wilson is even saying he's talked to former Jet quarterbacks
how
to deal with it. Why would you do that if you haven't been told?
Better question. Why would the Jets let this leak ahead of the draft? Because it does them no good to just sort of have it declared, publicly declared, game over, they're taking Zach Wilson, right?
Yes.
Who, by the way, was pretty fragile when he was at BYU because he had two surgeries, and he's an escape artist, and he's a daredevil, and I'm afraid he might put himself in harm's way, and he's not the biggest kid.
Nope.
So I'm not sure how long he's going to, I'm going to knock on wood for him, but not sure how long he's going to last playing that kind of Brett Favre-esque
style. No, you can't play that. Nah.
Okay, I'm just not sure about that. Mel Kiper, for whom I have great respect, has been adamant from day one that Justin Fields is the second best quarterback in this draft. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the case, then why wouldn't the Jets take Justin Fields at number two? If Mel is right about that, they should take
him. Well, here's the thing, though, Skip. Mel might feel that, but that's not what their intel, that's not what their scouts, that's not what their front office, when they do their due diligence, that's not what they're seeing. And so at the end of the day, you keep on listening to Mel Kiper if you want to, and then you'll be helping Mel Kiper make these draft grades, old player, because you're going to be without a job.
Okay, but he's been a lot more than he's been wrong.
Skip, after 40 years in the business, he's done this a lot. But, Skip, maybe people in the front office, when they're doing their evaluations, maybe they look at it a little differently. Maybe, and it's not to say Mel is right and they're wrong or they're wrong and he's right, but... Skip, you got to base it on, because I get it. I'm not so sure how many of these people actually listen to these draft analysis, Skip. I got my board. What is my scout saying? I've sent all my scouts, I need y'all to go take a look at Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. I've sent all my scouts, I need y'all to go take a look at Trey Lance. I've sent all my people, Skip. Now bring me back what you think. And when I go over this, man, I'm seeing more people saying they like Trey Lance. I think Trey Lance is going to be the best in this fit system. Mm-hmm. Well, then that's when you have to make a decision. Because remember, Coach Belichick, the report is Coach Belichick likes to forego what his scouts say and go it alone.
Okay. And I have told you from the start, in all my years covering NFL drafts, and that goes way back to mid-70s.
Right.
I have never seen such clashing opinions over the top five quarterbacks, all of whom could go at least in the top 10,
but maybe even
the top 6 or 7.
We believe three quarterbacks are going 1, 2, 3. Now, we do believe that.
Okay. Never have I heard such divergent opinions.
Right.
All over the board, all over the map, except for Trevor Lawrence, who threw up the biggest red flag last week in the Sports Illustrated article where he said he has no chip on his shoulder and he's not really driven to win Super Bowls, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want to hear it. I don't love it. You probably didn't hate it as much as I did.
No, Skip, I don't have a problem with him not having a chip on his shoulder because, you know, hey, he's been the number one player for such a long time. He was the best player going into college. He's going to be the number one overall pick coming out of college. But I need a burning desire. But I need football to be the most important thing.
I'm not sure
that's the most important thing
to him. Not either.
That's what I need. Okay. Forget the chip. You don't want to have the chip, fine. But I need, I would need you to be as devoted to your wife as you choose to be, like, for richness and health and sickness and poor and all that.
Yep.
That's how I need football.
I agree. I'm with you. So I've told you my bottom line on Justin Fields is he will have higher highs than any of these quarterbacks because you saw what he did to Trevor Lawrence's team.
Right.
In the national semifinal, he just lit them up for six touchdowns. That was coming off his worst game of the year in the Big Ten championship game, in which he threw in a clunker of a stinker.
Right.
So he had the stinker against Indiana, and so his consistency, it scares me.
Right.
Okay, so now we get to the Shanahans at number three. If, in fact, Zach Wilson is going two, and they're going to overlook Justin Fields at three, which we think...
All indication,
Michael Lombardi, who worked for Belichick and is an NFL insider, he says no way are they taking Justin Fields at three.
Right.
While all the reports have Belichick hotter and hotter to rise up and figure a way to land Justin Fields.
Right.
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 Even Kuiper has him trading with my Cowboys at 10 to take Justin Fields 10th. My Cowboys move back 15th to take J.C. Horn, the other cornerback, other than Patrick Surtain.
Right.
Okay. So now we get to the Shanahan.
Has your Cowboys ever made a trade? Move back?
Yes. Dozens.
I think they move up. They moved up to get him in.
But they move everywhere. Jerry's like the trade master. I don't know where he gets him, but he loves to make trades. But the point is, the Shanahans, if it's true it's now down to Mac Jones or Trey Lance, I ask this question once again. How could you trade that much of a package of draft picks, your next 2 years' number one picks, to go up without a clear-cut three? Like, if you traded to two, I told you from the start, you got me.
Right.
Because then it's pretty clear-cut to me that Urban Meyer is going to take Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
So then you'd have the, quote-unquote, pick of the rest of the litter, right?
Right.
Well, now you don't because you got one wild card, crazy team that you never can predict, the Jets, the M-E-S-S, mess.
Right.
Well, who's to say they wouldn't throw you the biggest curveball and take Mac Jones? I don't know what they're going to do because I think it's not carved in or engraved in stone.
I believe they're taking Zach Wilson, Skip. And people are like, well, why would you trade all that to move up to take Mac Jones? They look at Mac Jones, they see Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan was the third pick of Skip, if I'm not mistaken, the 2008 draft to Atlanta because I think Jake Long was the number one overall pick that year. Chris Long was second to the Rams. And they said, okay, this is Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan got 55,000 yards. It's not like Matt Ryan has been an MVP taking a team to a Super Bowl. He's gone to several pro. So it's not like Matt Ryan has been terrible.
No.
And if he has a career comparable to Matt Jones, I mean, excuse me, to Matt Ryan, Skip, he'd have a hell of a career.
Well, I'd say he's not as talented as Matt Ryan.
You don't believe so?
I do not believe it. I don't think he's quite as big, and I don't think his arm is as strong.
I think his arm might be as Skip. I don't think Matt Ryan has a strong arm.
No, he can throw deep balls like crazy.
Oh, did you see him throw a Waddle and Tua? Mm-hmm. I mean, not Tua, Judy and Devontae?
Okay, I got it. So another guy I respect is Bob Stern for The Athletic, who analyzes the Cowboys and the NFL draft.
Yep.
And he's got a lower grade on Mac Jones. He says on talent, he's not a first-round pick. He's more of a two or a second or third-round pick. I buy that. Just if I look at him in a vacuum, just what he brings to the table athletically, arm strength, all the above, he looks more like a second, third rounder to me. But if you're saying he's just got that Brady-esque thing going, then you got me. And apparently that's what they're thinking. But here's what it comes down to me. What happened in 2012 to these Shanahans in Washington? What happened? Well, Mike decided Kirk Cousins was his cup of tea. He wanted Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And he finally got him a Kirk Cousins in the fourth round.
Yeah.
He waited to the 102nd overall pick to get Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And I think from the start, he wanted to go Cousins over RG3.
Right.
The owner fell in love with RG3, the Heisman winner from Baylor, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
He had lit up my Oklahoma Sooners on a Saturday night. It was a show that he put on. And they were stuck with RG3, and they traded the sun, the moon, and Mars, and Jupiter, and that it was unbelievable. They gave up two future firsts and a second rounder to go all the way up to two, but they only went from six to two. Only to go from six to two to take Robert Griffin III, one pick after Andrew Luck went number one overall to Indy.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And now the dilemma for the Shanahans. We're stuck with this guy, and yet we kind of love that guy.
Right.
And which one would be better for us? Well, I think they thought that Kirk Cousins would be better in their system.
Right.
But they also tailored their system for Robert. And what happened?
Yep.
Great things happened. Mm-hmm. He won Offensive Rookie of the Year and turned their team around into a division winner.
Right.
And they were on their way to winning a home playoff game against Seattle when the worst happened.
Right, right.
Basically, the sky fell on Robert, and he was never the same.
Skip, and you remember, Robert got hurt against the Ravens.
He did.
Cousins come in against Cleveland and looked fantastic.
He did.
Threw for 300 yards. Grip said, oh, no, I'm coming back.
He
was supposed to miss more time. He rushed it back.
I agree.
So what they're saying, Skip, is that in this offense, the offense that we want to run,
yep.
Matt Ryan went to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan won an MVP.
Okay.
We believe this guy's equally as talented.
Okay, but here's the dilemma. If we look back to 2012, they know what they did with Robert.
Yeah.
Well, is Robert Trey Lance? I'm not sure Robert's quite as good. I'm not sure Robert's ceiling was quite as high as Trey Lance.
You know?
I've told you, I have fallen head over heels for Trey Lance, but I have such a small body of work. I have 2019, and I didn't watch a single game start to finish on TV.
Right.
I'm watching YouTube highlights. I'm looking at numbers that just scream big time. 28 touchdowns to zero interceptions.
Skip, you saw Grips, that campaign, that junior campaign he had.
I watched.
It was sensational.
I watched every game.
You watched what he did to Oklahoma.
I watched.
I
watched with one eye closed.
I think the thing is, we'll never know what could have been.
Okay.
But I don't know if Trey Lance has the upside as Grip had.
Robert Griffin, 6'2", 213,
right.
Ran 4.33 because he had Olympic speed.
Yeah, he was a hurdler.
Okay. Trey Lance, 6'4", an inch taller, 2 inches taller, 224, maybe 10, 15-ish pounds more.
Yeah.
He didn't run for his pro day, but they say he's a 4.5-ish,
right.
Which is plenty fast enough for that size, okay? Because if you watch the YouTube highlights, he is running over dudes in the second. Just crushing. He is trash compacting DBs.
Yeah.
So my point is that his ability to hit full speed is pretty extraordinary. And he can flat out run it with instincts. And Robert could not figure out how to get down. He just couldn't figure it out.
So instinct, what did your gut tell you? Who are they taking at three? Mac Jones or Trey Lance?
I think they're having a battle over it right now.
I do, too.
And I think that father is saying Mac Jones, and son is saying, Dad, I don't know. I think we could really go places with Trey Lance. It may take a while, which is why they're hanging on to Jimmy G.
Right.
It may take a year. It might take 2 years to get him ready to go. But I think son is saying we might have a much higher Super Bowl-ish upside.
What Kyle has seen, Skip, he's like, yes, I can work miracles with average quarterbacks. I got to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, but at some point in time in the course of a meaningful game, your quarterback's going to have to make throws. And Jimmy couldn't make any throws in that fourth quarter, Skip, and it cost him. And he says, I need guys that can make throws in the rest. Jimmy, Skip, up until the fourth quarter, Jimmy G was playing great. Jimmy G was going to be the Super Bowl MVP.
And then what happened?
It collapsed right up under him. And so what Kyle is saying, look at what I've done with Nick Mullins. Look at what I've done with C.J. Beathard. Look what I've done with some of these other guys. But at the end of the day, the margin of winning in this league is so thin, and a lot of times it comes down to who, Skip? One of those guys.
For sure. Okay. What if you find that Mac Jones, if you can't surround him with Alabama talent, starts to look more average? Is that possible? That's what I think could happen.
Yep. Yeah. But I think the thing is, Skip, is that Kyle Shanahan's system, he with Deebo Samuels and Ayuk, I just think they and Kittle would be back. The question is, Skip, for me, is can the running back stay healthy? You talk about they were down to their third quarterback. Hell, they were down to their fifth or sixth running back. Running backs can't seem to stay healthy in that system because you know they can run the ball, and when they run the ball, that sets up play action, and nobody can play action any better than what Kyle Shanahan can script.
Mm-hmm. What if you throw in RPO action with Trey Lance as well as play action off the run game?
Well, that's
what if Trey Lance becomes part and parcel of the run game?
Well, Skip, he needs to be accurate. That's what they look, I know, like I said, I know Mike, been knowing him for 30 years. You got to be accurate in that system. That's what you need above all else. You know, people are like, oh, he run 4-5. I don't care about no quarterback running fast. Is he accurate? How fast can he process information? How quick does the ball come out his hand? Those are the three things I care about.
I saw quick. I saw 67% completion, and I saw an arm that's stronger than Roberts, RG3's, a little stronger.
You do realize Mac went 77.
You do realize who he's throwing to. And if you give me Najee Harris to throw occasional little outlets to, that'll improve that percentage.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt about that. What the 49ers do in a couple days, fascinating to me. And we still just don't know at this point.
When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this: crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right. Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew, ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
But you know what else? The Dolphins, well, they've made this thing interesting. They traded back in the draft from the 3rd to 12th, then back up to the 6th pick. And now Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk thinks Miami could still take whichever quarterback is still available at that slot, despite Tua Tagovailoa entering just his second season here. So Florio projects that at least one, if not two, of the top 5 QBs could still be available when the Dolphins are on the clock between Justin Fields, Trey Lance, or Mac Jones in this situation. Shannon, should the Dolphins take a quarterback at 6?
I would not. Because if they take a quarterback at 6, Skip, they're still deficient at playmakers. I would take, if Kyle Pitts is there, I take Kyle Pitts. If Ja'Marr Chase is there, I take Ja'Marr Chase. If Devontae Smith is there, all those other two guys off the board, mm-hmm. I would take Devontae Smith. I still have the 18th pick, Skip, to go in there and maybe get an offensive lineman to protect Tua. But, Skip, I believe you need to because what you saw from Tua is, Skip, like you said, what did he have around him? He had Jerry Jeudy, he had Devontae,
he had Waddle. Everybody.
So now, give him a similar situation. Put a Kyle Pitts, put a Ja'Marr Chase, put a Devontae Smith, surrounded with some of that other Gesicki at tight end, I think Parker, wide receiver.
Yeah.
Give him as many weapons as you possibly can to make him successful. Now, Skip, the Chan Gailey is out as offensive coordinator. Eric Studsville, I know him. He was a running back coach at Denver, filled in as a head coach for a minute. And George Gotsi, they're now the co-offensive coordinators. I just believe, Skip, with Miami, because this division is not getting any easier. Buffalo's going to be the deal with.
Yep.
I believe the Patriots. I don't know what you think about the Patriots, but I believe they'll be better than what they were last year. So this is not going to be an easy division. I would take a skill position player. I would give Tua another year. It's hard for me to say, because you got to realize, Skip, the guy was coming off a major, major injury. So now he's a year removed from that injury. He's a year better in this system. Give him some playmakers. I believe Tua can be good enough to get you into the playoffs. With that defense, they're only going to get better. I would not take a quarterback at this position, in this spot. I would not.
And if I'm the Miami Dolphins, I swallow my considerable pride and I take a quarterback at number six because Tua will never, ever be the answer. I dug in on this ahead of his draft, and yet I dug in even more after I watched him last year because he has lost a lot of mobility because of his hip surgery. It was, it was career-threatening.
Yes.
And reportedly, he had five different surgeries while he was still at Alabama. Mm-hmm. The two ankles, he had a knee, he had one other one. Oh,
a fractured finger.
Finger, yeah. And this hip surgery. Mm-hmm. And it took a lot out of him. He's only barely 6 feet tall, if that. And he's a soft armor. And then I hark back to the piece that was written in the Miami Herald. It was Armando Salguero's piece. He talked to three anonymously Dolphins players. And they were shocked that in game number seven, that Fitzmagic lost his job in favor of Tua. It shook up that locker room.
I raised my hand. I was shocked, too.
Yeah, okay. And according to the article, the players aren't sure whether Tua will ever be good enough to compete with the elite quarterbacks in the AFC. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's what I believe. Like, you'll always be frustrated because he's only this good, and they're that good, and that good, and that good all around you.
Right.
Even within the division. He'll never be as good as Josh Allen. I don't know who Belichick's going to wind up with. I don't know which way the Jets are going to go, but Zach Wilson, will he? I don't think he'll ever be as good as Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson's going to struggle if they throw him into the fire with what's left of the Jets.
Well, consider Zach Wilson going to the Jets, any quarterback that's in that division going to be better than him because the Jets are terrible and they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. So one defensive player told the Miami Herald, not impressed with to his velocity, his arm strength, his ability to make off-schedule plays with his legs. All that changed with the surgery. He never had a strong arm to begin with. He had an accurate arm, but then he started getting beat up and he started losing his nerve in the pocket. He started losing some poise in the pocket because you just do.
That's what happens, Skip, is that when you take those, now he has to understand, I can't stand in here.
Yeah.
Because Skip, he would wait to the very, very last minute, always trying to make a play.
Yeah.
And now, let that play go. Throw that ball out of bounds or get the heck up out of there. And like you said, he's not as mobile as he once was. Now, he was never Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson, but some of his mobility is going to be interesting to see how much of it comes back after a year of training and not the last 7-8 months of rehabbing.
Yep.
Because basically he was rehabbing to have his pro day to show that the hip was healthy enough for him to play. I thought this year was going to be a redshirt year.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think a lot of the Dolphins was hoping because they saw how well Fitz was playing. They're like, man, we got a chance to make the playoffs with Fitz.
They did. Yep. And yet all the teammates underscored the fact that they love Tua. He's a great kid. I got no issue with that. I'm just talking about his ability to perform at the highest level in this league.
We can be friends.
I don't see it.
I want to win. We can still be friends.
Okay, I got it. So if, in fact, that those quarterbacks go in order with Mac Jones going third, so that would go, obviously, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones. Mm-hmm. Then, depending on what happens at 4 and 5, it's possible the Dolphins are going to be sitting there. It's possible they're going to be looking at Trey Lance or Justin Fields.
Correct.
Right? They might.
Yes.
Do you love them?
Because we know the Bengals are not. The Bengals are not taking a quarterback.
I don't think so, unless somebody trades to take.
Right. Somebody might. They might trade out of that
Atlanta
spot.
And Atlanta is at 4.
Right.
Might they take one of them? They might.
That's a lot of money to get there. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's going to be a lot of dead money. That'd be $40 million next year if you get off, $30, $40 million if you get off of Matt Ryan.
Okay, I got it. So it's possible Cincinnati would be faced with Justin Fields or Trey Lance to the point that if they don't take one of those kids and they turn into something, that those two will be pitted against Tua till death do you part. Right?
Well, he's already up against it. He already got to go against Justin Herbert for the rest of his career. Because he went one pick after him to the Chargers. So anytime you have a guy in your draft class, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson. This draft class, is going to be pitted. That's just the way it was, just like the 83 draft, just like the 04 draft with Roethlisberger, Eli, and Phillip Rivers, Skip. That's right. Just the way it works, and you're right. And what makes it even worse, Skip, is that Zach Wilson is in that division.
Yep.
Josh Allen is in that division. So now you got to see these guys twice a year.
Yep. So I told you, even with my Cowboys sitting at 10th, obviously Dak Prescott, now signed, sealed, and delivered till death do them part, he's got a leg up now on Jared Goff and on Carson Wentz, who went 1-2 in the draft that right. He went in the fourth round. Right. Okay? Mm-hmm. But if, let's do Trey Lance or whichever, Justin Fields or Trey Lance, but especially if Trey Lance slides to Dallas at 10, well, obviously they can't take him now.
Why not?
So they'll have to let him go.
Why not?
Well, because they bet the whole ranch.
But you say the upside.
They bet two ranches.
Upside.
Okay, well, you can't have it, your cake and eat it too. You've well, been maybe, pounding your side of the table for them to sign Dak.
Yeah.
Well, pay him whatever he wants, and they did.
They did.
They gave him every last penny of exactly
your own fault.
What he demanded.
You should have bought it when it was a bargain price.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is, let's say Trey Lance slides past him. Let's say he falls to Belichick at 15. Let's say he instantly becomes a star in New England. Let's just do the hypothetical.
Well, a lot of people won't get fired.
Well, I'm going to be shaking my head over, my God, we could have had Trey Lance.
Exactly. At 10th.
We could have just sit right there, and we could have had Dak on one more year of franchise tag at, what is it, close to $38 million. But that's a bargain for me to have 1 year of Dak and just let him walk, let him go. And we'll take Trey Lance and have him ready to go.
But Skip, the cap number is only $22 million. You wanted the cap hit of $38 million?
Yeah, I'd take it if I thought Trey Lance. Again, do I think Trey Lance is going to be better than Dak Prescott? I do.
You
I
do?
In the long run, I do.
Why well, you going with all on? How you going to win a Super Bowl with a guy that hadn't even been drafted that you think is going to be better than the quarterback?
I just think
you
his upside is higher. I just think he's got more ability. That's why Dak fell to the fourth round.
Cowboy Nation, y'all heard that? Well, so how you expect to win a Super Bowl?
Dak?
Yeah.
Well, got to get lucky.
Skip Bayless, am I hearing you correctly? Mm-hmm. You say in order for the Cowboys to win a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
the Cowboys are going to have to get
from the start. Again, I love Dak, but I love my team more. I told you that from the start. He's making way more money than he is worth. I told you that the day he signed.
What
aren't you hearing from me?
Skip.
I told you that.
I told you.
You loved it. You celebrated because you knew he was way overpaid. This is the guy you gave Fs to 6 times in his last 13 games in 2019.
But when you were explaining to the people at home why he shouldn't get the money, you also gave him F. You say he deserved it. You gave him F, but he deserved it. He didn't play well. You listed the game. You listed New Orleans. You listed the Eagles.
It was terrible.
You listed the Patriots.
Well,
you listed all those
horrible
teams.
Games. He played horrible by his standards. Yeah. By the standards we saw him play in 2016 and 2018 when they won the division, especially in 2018 after he got Amari, because they got off to a 3-5 start. But did I see that guy in 2019? I saw it in the first 3 games, but as you said, it's against trash teams, right?
So you wanna buy out the cases? You want give me 3 cases right now, I'll let you buy out.
Buy out of what?
For the division.
No. We got the division. That's easy.
Mm-mm.
That's by default.
Give me 3 cases right now. I'll let you go. I'll let you off
Heck
the hook.
No, let's increase it to 10 cases. I'll do 10 cases right now.
Hold on.
I'm talking about winning Super Bowls.
And you say you got to get
now,
lucky.
Now you paid Dak the kind of money.
Yeah.
He better win 1 Super Bowl in the next 4 years.
So if he
won.
So if he wins 1 Super Bowl.
Then he's justified. Yeah,
okay.
The money is justified.
Okay.
You do realize he got the biggest signing bonus and the most guaranteed money any quarterback in the history of the league got.
Yeah.
Well, how am I supposed to defend that? I can't defend it because it's more than he's worth.
No.
Well, right? I keep telling you, he's 6-11 in his last 17 starts. Right?
Well, instead of trying to make him prove it, you should have went to him, gave him the $30 million after year two, after year 3, and you'd have been done. But no, that's not what you wanted to do. You wanted to shortchange it.
Mm.
So, nah.
Well, here we are. So I got to love him. I got to stick by him. But again, I have this fear. I told you this 2 weeks ago. I fear that Trey Lance is going to come back to haunt me for the next 10 years.
Nah, what's going to happen, Fitzmagic will haunt you next year. I ain't worried about 10. I'm going to worry about next year.
Want to go 10 cases on the division? I'll take 10 right now.
Let me think about it. Let me see who was the A.
Let you see. Well, it's now or never.
No mercy.